The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 17th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus' mission includes making the unclean clean again. Unexpectedly, a cleansed Samaritan leper becomes a model for those who would praise and worship God and give thanks for God's mercy. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Imagine that you've been abandoned. Your entire community, church, family, friends, work, have all turned their backs on you. You have no life purpose left. You just wander around aimlessly. No place to lie your head down at night. No work to keep your hands and mind busy. No one to talk to but those other 9 isolated souls who aren't even from your culture. You don't know how to feel anymore. Your heart has become numb from all the pain and all the loss. You can't even feel your skin enough to know if an object has pierced through it or if you have walked straight through a fire. You are lost with nothing left. And then, in the midst of this alienation, God himself in human form walks by you one day. You know he is a healer, but that is all that you know. In your misery, you and the others cry out to him, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on me." And he says, "Show yourselves to the priests." The Jewish men, the 9 Jewish men, cried out to Christ and believed in him as well, believed in his healing power. Because of this, they went to the priests to show themselves as clean in the customary way of their culture. They were ready to return to the community, to their families. But the Samaritan, who had been a leper and also a foreigner, saw the depth of this grace of God that brought him back into society, and so he fell down before the feet of the Lord, praising him in gratitude. All the men had been healed, but only this one had truly been saved because his heart was filled with the desire to worship God. Martin Luther gives the example of the 10th leper as the definition for worship. And even the word Eucharist comes from a word meaning to give thanks. But to what degree do we have it in our hearts to realize what we are thankful to God for? Take, for example, zombie movies today. I think the reason that zombie movies are so popular in our culture is because society can identify with them. Zombies are a lot like lepers, and it is funny to see how our culture replicates scripture without even being aware of it. Zombies are half dead, walking around aimlessly and groaning, unaware of the other zombies around them. In my favorite zombie movie, Warm Bodies, the zombies pose like Frankenstein on the moving walkways, you know, with their arms kind of stretched out like this. They're posing in an empty airport, unaware of each other's presence, as they are moved back and forth like exhausted people during a commute. The two zombies who are best friends like to sit at the vacant airport bar on the bar stools and grunt at each other because they have forgotten words. Blood no longer flows to their hearts, so the love, the emotion, everything they once knew is just gone. That is what the world without God does to us as people. We become the walking dead, not only numb on the outside, but on the inside, going through every moment with those around us, just following one another without a second thought, much like a cattle herd. So the nine men who were lepers went right back to this, back to living with the same people and the same beliefs that had alienated them without a renewal of their hearts. They did not experience the full blessing that Christ can bring. They walked away, but the tenth leper had a renewal of his heart, of his soul, because of the astounding mercy that God had shown him. We see that Naaman in our Old Testament story also came to realize the glory, the full mercy of God, and humbled himself accordingly once he did. Through giving himself to God alone in worship, we have treasure beyond this world, and many forget about that, and we get lost in our pain and that half-dead feeling that can wear us down in our daily lives. We can lose hope, lose our meaning as people. But when we remember that gratitude we have for all of Christ's blessings, the one who gives us life, the blood of salvation through Christ starts pumping into our hearts, and God cures us of that deeper spiritual leprosy. Just like the tenth leper and Naaman, we find that the answer to who and whose we are is that we belong to God, and that is what gives us meaning in this life and forever. We have gratitude because our true treasure is stored up in the body of Christ and his mercies. He is the shepherd who loves each of us and calls us each by name. And wherever we are in life, he will never abandon us. Blessed be the Lord, who gives us abundant reasons to be grateful in this broken world.